This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes have been pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said Saturday that Russia's forces blew up bridges and shelled apartment buildings while fighting to capture two cities that would put the contested province under Moscow's control. A regional governor said that the Russian and Ukrainian forces battled street by street in two areas. The cities are central to the Kremlin's goal of seizing the entire Donbas region. British officials said Russia is devoting significant troop strength and firepower to a creeping advance. Moscow and Kyiv blamed each other for a fire that destroyed the main church at a monastery that is one of Ukraine's holiest Orthodox Christian sites. North Korea test-fired a salvo of 8 short-range ballistic missiles from multiple locations toward the sea on Sunday. And that's according to South Korea's military, extending a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials say may culminate with a nuclear test explosion, possibly setting a single-day record for North Korean ballistic launches. The missiles were fired in succession over 35 minutes from areas including the Sunan region near the capital. The U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan has concluded a naval exercise with South Korea in the Philippine Sea amid signs that North Korea is possibly preparing to conduct its first nuclear test explosion since 2017. The three-day exercise that began Thursday in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa was apparently the Allies' first joint drill involving a U.S. aircraft carrier since November of 2017. It comes weeks after President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in a summit in Seoul vowed to upgrade defense exercises. This is VOA News. The White House says that a small private airplane entered restricted airspace near U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware vacation home on Saturday, and that led to the brief evacuation of the president and first lady. The White House says that there was no threat to Biden or his family and that the precautionary measures were taken. After the situation was assessed, Biden and his wife Jill returned to the Rehoboth Beach home. The Secret Service said in a statement that the plane was immediately escorted from the restricted airspace after mistakenly entering a secured area. The agency said it would interview the pilot, who, according to a preliminary investigation, was not on the proper radio channel and was not following published flight guidance. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday accused the enemy, a reference mainly to the United States, of seeking to use protests to weaken the Islamic Republic. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In the past few weeks, several Iranian cities have seen demonstrations against the rising cost of living and corruption. The May 23rd collapse of a building under construction in the southwestern city of Abadan has sparked protests demanding that incompetent officials be executed after the tragedy killed at least 37 people. Iran has witnessed waves of protests over living conditions in recent years, most notably in 2019, after an unannounced fuel price hike. Iranian authorities said 230 people were killed in protest-related violence, but experts working for the United Nations put the death toll at 400. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The state agency investigating the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde has determined that the commander facing criticism for the slow police response was not carrying a radio as the massacre unfolded, according to a Texas state senator on Friday. Senator Roland Guterres told the Associated Press in a brief telephone interview that a Texas Department of Public Safety official told him school district police chief Pete Arredondo was without a radio during the May 24th attack by a lone gunman at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. 17 more people were injured. Authorities have not said how Arredondo was communicating with other law enforcement officials at the scene, including the more than a dozen officers who were at one point waiting outside the classroom where the gunman was holed up. Arredondo heads the district's small department and was in charge of the multi-agency response to the shooting. Recapping our top story, reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes have been pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.